This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, remember I told you guys a long time ago that you need to flush and run? You flush the toilet and you run. Remember we talked about that? And some of you would, you know, probably trip on yourselves. My kids would do that. My kids would always run for the bathroom. My mom would be like, what's going on with them? Like, well, because I don't want them to breathe in. What, you know, from the toilet, the spew. Because when I was in college, they showed this electron, I don't know what it was. It wasn't electron microscopy. It was probably, because we're looking at one of those photos. I'm not good with cameras and photography and what the name is, but it was probably one of those fast-acting cameras that can grab all these images and then they slow it down and put it all together. But you could see all the little sprays really good. So when I saw that it could project feet into the air all the way around, I'm like, I need to move my toothbrush because I've always had, wherever I've lived, very tiny bathrooms where you got the toilet, the sink, and a small stand-up shower. So my toothbrush was probably maybe 6 inches from the toilet, which means you're getting toilet flush onto your toothbrush. It's disgusting. Well, Fox News has a report on what really happens when you flush with the toilet seat up. Yeah, that is something you could do. You could actually just put the toilet seat down. It's probably better than having to run. But they say, according to a 2013 review of studies published by the American Journal of Infection Control, it's clear that flushing your toilet with the lid wide open can pose potential risks. The specific act is called toilet plume aerosols, which occurs during flushing. When the toilet contains feces or vomit, they say, the flush can produce potentially infectious aerosols that will live in your bathroom for hours. Do we really need to talk about this now? Listen, I think we do because, you know, we're seeing a lot of people get sick and we're blaming it on, you know, foodborne illnesses and them getting sick from eating at a Chipotle or at a whatever. And, you know, maybe it's because their mouth is wide open and they're singing in the shower while somebody's flushing the toilet. They say keeping your bathroom clean is not a new idea, especially since those bacteria can easily contaminate the seats, the lids, the floors, the nearby surfaces. But they say flushing the toilet may seem like a clean activity, but it may be, should be on your list of disease-ridden activities. So they say when you flush the toilet, some fraction of the aerosol droplets produced while flushing could contain microbes. These microbes could be Shigella, Salmonella, Norovirus, and they could live and survive on surfaces for weeks, even months. Researchers suggest that this toilet plume could play an important role in the transmission of infectious diseases for which the pathogen is shed in feces or vomit. So the possible role of toilet plume in airborne transmission. Isn't like plume, like a smoke plume? We were talking about plume with volcanoes. We were talking about plumes with fires. And I love it when they use these big catastrophic natural disaster type terms for a toilet. I just get a kick out of that. Anyway, they say research suggests that this toilet plume could play an important role in the transmission of infectious disease. The possible role of the toilet, here we go again, plume, in airborne transmission, norovirus, SARS, and pandemic influenza is of particular interest. So for future reference, they say you might want to start closing the lid when you flush, especially if that toilet is anywhere close to your toothbrush. Okay, that's what we just said. So, all right, this is what I suggest, guys. Okay, I think our whole bathroom, I apologize, it just knocked too much stuff over the studio. I believe that our bathroom has a lot of hazards. And I can't tell you how many times I've almost fallen in the shower. All right, so here's one hazard I noticed. Okay, so I don't know about you guys, but I sound really good when I sing in the shower. I don't sound that good anywhere else. But in the shower, man, I could hit the notes. So I'll be washing my hair, and then I'll condition it, and then I'll do the detangling solution. And that stuff gets slippery. Well, I'm a performer. So if I'm imagining me singing at the Grammys, I'm not just standing there singing a song. I'm going to be dancing to it. So I dance in the shower. Nowadays, I'm able to have a shower that's bigger than what, you know, I had before. Now it's like I could actually walk around. I could twerk. I could do whatever I want in the shower. It's great. The problem is conditioner, shampoo, and detangling solution is slippery. So I've almost tripped in the shower many times. So that's not good. Another thing that I think is really risky, although it's not so much a health risk, is I'm not a big door closer. I've never been a big door closer. And because if I have to go, I go. And I think one of the reasons why is my cat, Shaky Boo, can open the door. Same thing with the dog. So unless I actively lock it, the cats and the dogs come in anyway, so I might as well leave the door open. Now, somebody say, why won't I actively lock my door? Because I'm so afraid I'm going to fall or Valsalva while going to the bathroom and then passing out and nobody can come and get me. One of my biggest fears is to pass out on the toilet. I don't know why. Maybe it was the Elvis thing. I don't know what it is. You know, and I don't do drugs or anything, no, but I just worry that, you know, something could happen if I'm really constipated and I push too hard and God forbid I could get a bleed in the brain or whatever. So I'm so afraid because I take a long time in the bathroom because I play Candy Crush and things like that. I'm so afraid that something's going to happen to me and if the door's locked, nobody would know. So I always go to the bathroom with the door open. So if my husband does walk by and he sees me on the ground, he knows something's wrong as opposed to me being in the bathroom. Now, again, that's not really the safest thing because, you know, my kids will be FaceTiming somebody. So they'll walk into my room while FaceTiming and there I am on the pot. So I don't know. The bathroom to me is not one of my favorite places. Everybody kind of is like, okay, that's a woman's man cave. No, it is not. Okay, we talked about man cave, please. A bathroom is no man cave. But a lot of us have deputized our toilet area, right, as a man cave. Be careful in there. And cover the lid. 1-877-DOLLY. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a mom is suing because her child has brain damage after consuming Kraton tea. So a Florida mother claims that her daughter's tea habit left her with brain damage and is suing three establishments her child used to frequent for negligence. She's suing them for negligence, and these were three establishments her kid went to. Mary Tabar, whose 19-year-old daughter, Brett, allegedly suffered psychotic episodes in March, claims that the herbal remedy left the teen with frontal lobe damage, and frontal lobe damage does affect personality. Tabar's lawsuit claims that the tea is a dangerous product that has certainly caused injury to people, and it has certainly caused injury to our client. I find that very interesting when, you know, people use a term twice in the same sentence. Anyway, there are no FDA-approved uses for Kraton. And the agency warning There is an agency warning that could have properties that expose users to addiction, abuse, and dependence. We'll talk about what kretinoin is. Some claim that it could be used to treat opioid withdrawal symptoms, but the FDA warns there was no reliable evidence to support this theory. I'm not sure why the girl was drinking it. The agency has called for more research into the substance while warning consumers not to use any products labeled as containing the botanical substance kratom or its psychoactive compounds, mitragynine and 7-hydroxymitragynine. The FDA has linked the substance right now to 44 deaths in the U.S. So apparently her lawsuit names Beulah on the Beach, Beulah Cafe, and Mad Hatter's Ethnobotanical Tea Bar, all located in Pinellas County. She said her daughter frequently visited those locations over a four-year span to drink kratom tea. Now, according to the news outlet, the family's lawyer claims that the establishments failed to warn Tavar of dangerous side effects, which makes them liable for bodily injury and resulting pain and suffering, aggravation, pre-existing condition, mental anguish, loss of capacity, enjoyment for life, past and future medical and nursing care expenses and treatment. That's frightening. He did not comment on her current condition, but said that a physician treated her made the connection between her diagnosis and kratom. Now, the owner of Mad Hatter's, his name is Levi Love, told Tampa Bay Times, I don't know if that's his real name, but Levi Love, it's a cool name, told Tampa Bay Times that his bartenders explained the tea's properties to the customers and helped guide them. He also disputed that Tavar's daughter was a frequent customer. He said, I think it's completely unfounded. Being around people who drink kratom and use it regularly, I have never seen these symptoms or heard of them. Never a psychotic episode, and certainly not hallucinating or brain damage. Also, Mad Hatter's has a strict age requirement. So, kratom is a, I think the genius name is Mitragyna speciosa. I apologize if I'm not pronouncing it right. So, they say it's a tropical evergreen tree in the coffee family. It's native to Thailand, Myanmar, Malaysia, and other South Asian countries. They say the leaves or extracts from the leaves have been used as a stimulant and a sedative. It's also been reported for treating chronic pain, digestive ailments, and as an aid for withdrawal from opium dependence. But not enough clinical trials to understand the health effects. Not approved for medicinal use as of now. So, is it legal? Yeah, it's legal. I mean, the U.S. is legal, but it's not legal in Thailand, Australia, Malaysia, and several European countries. Apparently in the U.S., kratom, according to Healthline, is marked as an alternative medicine. They say you could find it in stores that sell supplements and alternative medicines. So I guess if you use it as a low dose, it'll work like a stimulant. People will say they have more energy, they feel more alert, feel more sociable. At high doses, however, it appears to be a sedative, producing euphoric effects, dulling emotions and sensations. The main active ingredients, they say, are these alkaloids called mitragynine and 7-hydroxymitragynine. And apparently there has been some evidence showing that they are pain-relieving, anti-inflammatory, and maybe have some muscle-relaxing properties. So why are people drinking tea? Well, some people drink it for fibromyalgia. Some people drink it for pain at low doses. Some people drink it to energize. They say the plant's dark green leaves are usually dried. They're either crushed or powdered. Apparently, there are these fortified kratom powders that are like green or light brown. They also, though, however, may have extracts from other plants, so you may not be getting 100% kratom. It's also available in paste, capsule, and tablet form. In the U.S., kratom is mostly brewed as a tea for the self-management of pain and opioid withdrawal. So, the young kids like it more because of the stimulant effect. Apparently a small dose, we're talking just a few grams, can give you that stimulant feeling within 10 minutes. They also say it could last about 1.5 hours. So it could include alertness, being more sociable, giddy. But once you get to about 10 to 25 grams, then you can get the sedative effect. And some people feel calm, they feel euphoric, and that could last 6 hours. So you see how addictive this could be. You got something that'll wake you up, and then you can take more, and it'll kind of make you feel good and relaxed and sleepy. Again, it's controversial because people haven't studied it. We have no idea what this could do on the body. They say it contains almost as many alkaloids as opium and hallucinogenic mushrooms. And I guess alkaloids have a real strong physical effect on humans. Sometimes they're positive, sometimes not. They say results from one study confirmed the addictive properties of the mitragynine, which is the major psychoactive alkaloid of kratom. They also have found dependence. People may get nausea, sweating, tremors, inability to sleep, hallucinations if they don't get their kratom. So, who regulates it? I don't know. They say the FDA doesn't really monitor the safety of herbs. There's no established standards. So, let's say you've been on kratom for a while. Maybe you'll get constipated. They say sometimes it could affect your appetite. Some people taking kratom have severe weight loss. And I know my talking about this will probably make a whole bunch of people want to go and get it. Look, you lose weight, you get more energy, and then you could fall asleep with it later. It sounds like a wonder drug. That's why there's a market for it. Unfortunately, some people could also have insomnia. They've even found discoloration of the cheeks. They say there's been numerous calls to the CDC for kratom overdose. So, what's the take-home of this? Well, there's not enough data. We can't recommend it. This is what people claim it does. And you don't know what the hell you're getting. You're going to a bar, right? They're selling a product. It'll probably have it in there. But, I mean, is it mixed with something else? I mean, do you know enough about the drug where you're comfortable about mixing it? 44 people died. How do you die from it? Well, if it's a sedative and you're mixing it with alcohol, or you're mixing it with something else, an antidepressant, an anti-anxiety medication, a narcotic, maybe that could cause respiratory depression. We don't know enough about it. You know, what's interesting. This bar, you know, should they get sued? I don't think they have a case against the bar. Because, you know, there's not enough studies saying that her drinking the kratom did this. And, you know, the bar, they said, well, our bartenders did notify everybody. Do you really think the bartender, before somebody drinks it, gets a full-blown informed consent? No, probably not. He probably just says, be careful with the stuff. Hope you know what you're drinking. I mean, when I was bartended, you really didn't have a lot of time to talk. So you just, moved on. And so they would have a tough time defending themselves in terms of we did our due diligence and gave informed consent. But then again, that's not standard practice. There are herbs and stuff all over this world. And, people take it at their own risks. So it'll be interesting to see if regulation comes. You know, a lot of you guys own restaurants or you manage restaurants or manage employees. And, you know, I like to tell you guys about the different lawsuits that happen, you know, around the country, because I think when you hear what other people get sued for, you start to protect yourself. And the one thing I'm finding is if somebody gets hurt and somebody links them getting hurt with your establishment, you're screwed. There may not even be that leak. And I can't tell you how many times people have tried to link something to something else and it's like, no, you know, you didn't get food poisoning. You're going through withdrawal from your opioids. You know, so don't be blaming Chipotle or one of these, you know, restaurants. Right? You know, if you're having diarrhea and tremors and, you know, goosebumps and, you know, you stopped taking your Percocet 3 days ago, why are you blaming, you know, a restaurant? So we'll take stool cultures. If the cultures are negative, there you go. So, I mean, I guess this is why we do need lawyers. But, you know, if anything ever happens, if somebody, let's say, ate at your, restaurant and then goes and shoots somebody, there's a chance you're going to be in the news. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mass shooting in downtown Cincinnati this morning leaves several people dead. The Cincinnati Police Chief Elliot Isaac says.
The shooter is deceased. We also have five victims that sustained injuries. Of those five, we have received word that three of those five are deceased as well.
The chief says officers were called shortly after 9 a.m. local time to the Fountain Square 5th 3rd location, an office tower where there were reports of shots fired. Police exchanged gunfire with the suspect. It's not clear if the suspect died of his own hand or by a police bullet. Private payroll processor ADP says 163,000 jobs were created in August by the U.S. economy. The government jobs reports due out tomorrow. Analysts say it'll show at least 180,000 new jobs. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCTORDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. You guys could email me about anything. As you know, I talk about everything, whether it's health, whether it's politics, whether it's the economy, whether it's work-related issues. Well, Laura is looking for ideas for a science fair project because her kid has been assigned one. And so I thought that was really, really cool that she asked me. I've actually won science fairs. I'm kind of dorky like that. I love science. I think science is pretty cool. It just was fun. I didn't like English. History I thought was really cool, but some of my history teachers I didn't like. I really liked school. I was one of those dorks that really, really liked school. And so one science fair project I did, I told you guys about, was we were studying like enzymes and catalysts. And so I took some raw meat, anything that has to do with meat, I'm there. So we took some raw liver, and we had hydrogen peroxide, and we dropped hydrogen peroxide on the liver, and it bubbled a lot, right? And why does hydrogen peroxide bubble? Because the H2O2 of hydrogen peroxide, with an enzyme located in the meat, catalase, breaks apart the H2O2 into oxygen and water. So you get these bubbles. It's really, really cool. And I think the process is also pretty sanitizing. And so everybody got to come by my area with the stinky, smelly liver. It stunk. My science fair project was the stinkiest in the room. But good, because then people notice you. You notice it. And then they go over there and they saw the raw meat and they played around with the meat. It's really cool. It's a day. That's really, really cool. So I decided to look up for Laura because, again, my kids never really had to do a lot of science fair projects. In fact, I don't even remember. One of them I don't think ever had a science fair project, and the other one, I don't even remember what he did. Maybe it's because it was boring. So I don't know. So Business Insider has an article called The 15 of the Coolest Science Fair Projects You've Ever Seen. Before we, though, get into this, one science fair project that I've told you guys about that I thought was really cool is it was a couple years ago. I think it was a bunch of 16-year-olds in Amsterdam who decided to see if their Wi-Fi router affected plants. And they put a plant at a foot from it, another plant 2 feet, 3 feet, 4 feet, 5 feet. And the majority of plants under 5 feet died. Not under 5 feet in terms of height, but in terms of the proximity to the Wi-Fi router. That, I thought, was freaky. But what a science fair project. So, apparently teenagers could make world-changing discoveries. So we have Rhea Chabra. She found that fruit flies that eat organic produce are healthier. So, with hers, and she's standing by her science fair project, and boy, it looks like an abstract from a science journal. It looks really, really nice. Anyway, apparently, she is a teen from Dallas, Texas, and she had a debate between her parents on the merits of organic produce and non-organic, so she decided to prove her parents wrong by feeding organic conventional foods to fruit flies. So she began the project while in medical school, and then submitted to the 2011 Broadcom Master's Science Fair, ended up being named one of the top 30 finalists. She found that organically fed fruit flies lived longer, had more babies, and showed more resistance to stress. Then, this was published in the journal Plus One. So now she's considering going to MIT or Brown University for college. She has not ruled any school in or out. Very impressive. Now, mind you, a study about a year or two ago said, nah, organic foods don't really improve your health. But apparently they did something in fruit flies according to her study. Daniel Bird decided to breed microbes that eat plastic trash. That's very cool. You know, plastic bags aren't really good for the environment, right? People don't like that, you know, we have our fish swimming by plastic. So Canadian high schooler Daniel Bird wondered why we couldn't just isolate the microorganisms that slowly eat the plastic and concentrate them to speed up the process. In just 6 weeks, his microbes reduced the volume of plastic by 43%. Now, of course, we have to test, you know, how do we have these microbes out there in the water? I mean, whatever, but very, very cool. He took home first prize. His research was called Plastic Not Fantastic. Very cool. Isha Kaur developed supercapacitor technology that in the future could charge a battery fast. She's from Saratoga. She designed a supercapacitor that could cut the process down by 30 seconds. Apparently, she used her device to charge a tiny LED, but that was pretty cool. She won $50,000 and second place at Intel. Okay, you know what? Yeah, that's cool, but I really like my liver thing. Yamini Naidu. She looked at how meth addiction, she was studying meth addiction to develop new treatments. So basically, she identified the particular receptor to which methamphetamine binds itself to the brain and designed compounds that could block meth from attaching to the receptor. If her designs actually become drugs, they could make it much easier to quit using. Wow. Mark Rogberg found a way to kill anthrax in an envelope. Apparently, his son was, Raymond Rogberg is also a scientist, but his son Mark is the one that I guess gets credit for this. He figured out that a common household clothing iron could kill anthrax spores inside an envelope without damaging any other contents, such as a letter or the perpetrator's fingerprints. Now, he didn't use actual anthrax. Apparently, he told Tucker Carlson that could get him in trouble. But he used a similar strain called Bacillus subtilis. It's from a biotech company called SGM Biotech. Apparently, Bacillus subtilis is so subtly related to anthrax that it's commonly used by researchers as a surrogate to deadly bacteria. It's also more heat resistant than anthrax. So his research was published in the Journal of Medical Toxicology. Yeah, so remember when people were sending anthrax envelopes? He would, you know, I guess you need to be able to read the letter and get clues, etc. So how do you kill the anthrax but salvage the letter that has DNA or some sort of clues? Well, apparently ironing it. Jonah Cohn found out how to help deaf people. They found out how to help deaf people by biting down on his guitar. Trying to hear himself play guitar in a noisy classroom led him to realize that if he bit the top of his guitar, the sound traveled through his teeth into his skull and could be understood by the eardrums. So his insight, I've stuck things in my mouth too. I would have never thought that. I've never stuck a guitar in my mouth. I like to chew on pencils. I like to chew on things. So that's interesting. So apparently he found how vibrational sound could dramatically improve the sound that deaf people hear by sending sounds through people's bones. He developed a device that sends sounds to people's brains through tactile sound, speakers placed on their fingers. Some of these subjects reported a remarkable increase in their ability to hear sound. One group reported more than a 95% increase in sound quality. Another one looked at how chemo doesn't work on all ovarian cancers. Another one found a cheap way to test pancreatic cancer. Apparently, a 15-year-old kid from Maryland who watched a family member suffer from that wanted to help, you know, change the world, so he used thin sheets of carbon nanotubes to detect cancers in the early stages, and he found that they were 26,000 times cheaper and 168 times faster. So he took a sheet of paper lined with carbon nanotubes and coated it with antibodies for mesothelin, which is a protein present in pancreatic cancer. And then I guess some extra circular reading on the carbon nanotubes inspired him to put this together. He contacted 200 scientists for help. All but one of them, Anna Bren Mitra of Johns Hopkins, rejected. But Dr. Mitra helped. And so, wow, he apparently won this award because he, you know, found a new way to test for pancreatic cancer. So I can't help you, Laura. I'm not really sure which one of these your kid wants to do. Maybe you could draw iron with a magnet from cereal. I saw that one done. That was a real cool one. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. 3/4 of the United States have declared state blood donation days to combat our nation's blood shortage as part of National Blood Donation Week. National Blood Donation Week is September 3rd through the 10th, September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And I'm telling you, we have governors from all sides come together for this. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey. So please reach out to American Red Cross United Blood Services or my website at drdahlia.com to help us in this great cause.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Tragically, a gunman opened fire in a downtown office building early this morning, killing three people and wounding at least two more before he was fatally shot. Police Chief Elliot Isaac said three or four officers exchanged gunfire with the shooter, and it is not clear whether they shot him or he killed himself. We'll know soon. So far, no motive for the carnage had been determined. Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley said the gunman appeared to target random people during this horrific attack. He said, "There's something deeply sick at work here, and we as a country need to work on it." Isaac said that the rampage took place on the loading dock and then the lobby of the Fifth Third Center, which is a 30-story bank building in the heart of downtown. A phalanx of police officers and ambulances, they said, rushed to the scene. This was during, obviously, morning rush hour. City Councilman P.G. Sittenfeld was the first city official to reveal that the assault had resulted in deaths. And he had said, a terrible shooting incident in the heart of our city this morning, multiple shots. Tragically, there are fatalities. Details still emerging. Pray for our city. So a witness said he heard up to 15 shots. Apparently, Leonard Kane was entering the bank when someone alerted him to the shooting. He said a woman was also walking into the bank, and people tried to get her attention, but she had headphones on. She walked in the door, and he shot her. Michael Richardson, who works in the building, was just outside the main door smoking a cigarette when he heard gunshots. He said he saw a man firing a gun inside the bank lobby. I looked behind me and saw the guy. He shot, and he shot again. After that, I started running. You know, we see this in the movies. I mean, it's almost like there's going to be a point where every one of us has been involved in some sort of a shooting. It's frightening and it's real. Police said two people were wounded. The University of Cincinnati Medical Center said two victims died at the hospital and that one survivor was in critical condition and another was in serious condition. They say we prepare for situations like these and hope they never happen. Our thoughts and prayers are with the victims, obviously. Governor Kasich and Ohio Senators Rob Portman and Sherrod Brown are also monitoring the situation. It's a shame that one of the victims had earphones on. You know, a lot of people listen to podcasts. A lot of people listen to music. I mean, remember when we would walk around with our Walkmans in the 80s? I did. I always walked around for a while. And I remember my mom would yell at me saying, I won't be able to tell if a car is coming or somebody's coming up to grab me. And I didn't believe her. And I was like, you don't know what you're talking about or whatever. Maybe we really need to do things differently. Maybe we have to assume that there is a shooter or there is somebody out there at any time that is a psychopath, and we need to be prepared and be on guard. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I see walking around New York, whatever. I mean, they have their and they should. They should feel safe. They should feel comfortable. They should feel complacent. I get that. You know, this is their world. This is their neighborhood. But unfortunately, if she would have heard the shots, she, you know, might not have gotten hit. And I'm not sure if she was the one who survived or not. But, it's frightening. I mean, you know, the way we have to approach, you know, the way we have to approach situations, you know, people coming into lobbies, I think we are in utter chaos in terms of how to address our security issues, how to profile people that might be shooters. I mean, look at the debacle that happened at Starbucks. You had two people who didn't order coffee, wanted to use a bathroom, and said, look, only for paying customers. Then they were asked to leave, didn't leave. Police came. Hey, again, on one hand, let them go to the bathroom? Or, why did it have to escalate that? On the other end, does a business have a right, if you're not a paying customer, to ask you to leave? So, people are getting the heebie-jeebies when somebody is not, you remember in, what was it? Was it Electric Company? You know, one does not belong to like the other. I don't remember the song, but you had to pick. And so if you had three people, let's say, you know, just walking, doing their thing at the bank, walking to work, and one person is standing around, looking around, and just, you know, looking odd, maybe in a trench coat, I would single that person out and think that something's wrong. And I would have security address him and be prepared. Or I would ask that person to leave. If I had a restaurant establishment and there were people that, you know, were sitting there and, you know, usually it's somebody needing to go to the bathroom won't sit there and ask. They'll come up. Yeah. For me, I'd be like, all right, go pee. That's fine. Go pee, I don't care, because trust me, I don't want you to pee in the seat. But if you are taking a spot from a paying customer, I'll say that. I mean, I've had patients where they want to cry, and they need to finish their cry, which is fine. But I need the room for another patient who could be sick and a little bit more acute. So I will move that person who's crying to another area that they have with privacy. So then I could, boom, have that. Yeah. Now, that might not be politically correct. I may now be in trouble for removing somebody from a treatment room so I could have an open treatment room. But you see, I don't think we know what we're doing here. I think we are beside ourselves. And again, I don't know how this could have been handled in Cincinnati differently. But I think we as a society need to be more aware. We probably need to take a lot of advice from the Israelis, who are always on the lookout for, citizens are always on the lookout for bombs, for packages that were left, for the next shooter. You know, I mean, it's because they deal with it all the time. That they're prepared. And they don't seem to have as many faux pas in terms of political correctness as we do. Now, maybe it's because we're not watching their news. I don't know. Maybe it is in the news. Maybe somebody decided to call the police on somebody and that person was just sitting there eating. I don't know. But we just don't have, I don't think we know what we're doing. And this is really, really tragic. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Molly Tibbetts' suspected killer apparently used an alias at work. Remember the illegal immigrant from Mexico that is accused of murdering the 20-year-old Iowa college student, Molly Tibbetts, over the summer? Apparently he went by a different name while he was working at a dairy farm. So Christian Bahena Rivera was known as John Budd while he was employed at the Yarraby Farms. Three individuals with information pertaining to the suspect's employment confirmed the name used to hire and pay him during his time at the farm. They spoke on condition of anonymity, because they were not authorized to release information during an ongoing criminal investigation. Official government documents also showed the John Budd alias, one source told the outlet. John Budd. I guess that's better than John Doe. So, unfortunately, her body was found in an Iowa cornfield, and Rivera has been charged with her murder. She had been missing since July 18th, and then she was found August 21st. And Rivera had lived in rural Powashik County area. And he is being held on a federal immigration detainer. He is believed to have been in the area for 4 to 7 years. Now, Yarraby Farms previously said Rivera was employed there for the past 4 years and did not confirm whether he went by John Budd or Rivera. They say upon his hiring, he showed an out-of-state photo ID, a Social Security number, and officials have said that the documents are his. I mean, they, you know, that's what they verified. But I don't think they use the e-verify system. So Yarraby Farms said, we learned that our employee was not who he said he was. So the farm, who's probably also going to be in trouble now, the farm followed legal requirements, they said, to examine the documents and determine that they appeared genuine on for their face and relate to the person presenting them. Yeah, but it was a fake name. Oh, it's tragic. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.